You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, Midday Show. We are live broadcasting from the Novacare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camps, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. When Eagles practice ends today, rookie linebacker Jahad Campbell going to be with us. Hugh, I'm excited to talk to Jahad Campbell.
Yes, I am too.
And it sounds like he's getting a decent amount of reps with the ones
inside,
but also Elliott said yesterday he did get some reps on the outside.
He has some pass rush ability.
Yes, and you know, typically when linebackers are drafted in the first round, they need that, right? Like, most teams won't take a linebacker, like a regular old middle linebacker
as high
in the first
as he
round.
Is if he's not a pass rusher.
Right.
Like, kind of like a Khalil Mack type deal.
When Micah came out, he was an off-ball linebacker, but obviously the Cowboys thought there was some ability for him to rush the quarterback, and that's really what he's become in his career. So we'll have Jahad Campbell coming up in a little bit. Your phone calls here, Scott Fransky later in the show, Elliott later as well. Are you okay with how the trade deadline went for the Phillies? Yes or no? It is our Twitter question. Right now, no at 54%, yes at 56. Yes at 46. I'm not surprised this, though. I'm not okay with it, Hugh. They get Duran, the closer, on Wednesday, which is great, and we're all excited about him and his entrance and his 100-mile-an-hour fastball. But you said it. Ike said it. We all feel it.
Ike said it, and it just was reality of the situation.
We need offense to make him matter.
Yes, we do.
And Bader is not enough. It felt like it was a half measure for the offense. I would have traded Painter to go get Kwan. I wanted more. They didn't do it. Where do you come down on the Phillies trade deadline moves? All right. We have a new outfield here, or at least the potential configuration of a new outfield. But what is it going to look like? Let's hear Dave Dombrowski last night after the trade deadline on Harris and Bader. Where's he going to play? Left, center? What's going on with Bader? Here's what Dombrowski said.
I know he's played left and center. Do you have a feeling or preference on where he's best suited to play?
We think he can play both. We do like him in both situations. Maybe very dependent upon how Topper he plays on a particular day. But we think he can play both very well at this time. He's actually had a really good year defensively and offensively. He's running a little better this year than he has in a couple of years. I talked to our trainer. We talked to the Twins people that he made some off-season adjustments on his conditioning and helped his quickness a little bit. So we think he can play both for us.
All right. Can I offer a piece of advice?
Please
Topper? Just put him in center field. He's the best center field on the team right now. Just put him in center field. He's a better defensive player than Marsh, and he's obviously a better offensive player than Rojas. I just would put him in center field. Just put him in center field, and I would let him play every single day. I mean, yesterday, he's their biggest trade deadline acquisition, and the way it was framed yesterday was, well, that's up to Topper if he's going to play every day. I'd be surprised if he doesn't play most days. You know, we had someone who called in earlier and said, if you look at his numbers this year, he's like the fourth best hitter on the Phillies right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, I think he's got to play a lot.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about that, you know, in his home run, what, he got 12 home runs? Yeah, you got to have him in the lineup.
Which I think would be fourth on the Phillies.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to play him every day.
You got to play him every day.
Just put him in center field.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why people are kind of underwhelmed. But when you look at the move, he is somebody in the lineup that instantly, I mean, he makes it better.
He does. Now, another part of this equation is he going to be the guy he's been all year – the rest of the year? Because you look at his career, he hasn't been this good his whole career. Like, is he just hot right now for 4 months and he kind of goes back to being a pretty good player? Or is this the new him? Because if this is the new him, that's a 20 home run, you know, bat. He's got 12 already this year. All right. The other question that came up last night and thought is, well, does that this now mean Justin Crawford, right? Because they didn't get another outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Crawford has hit well at AAA, although he hits the ball on the ground a lot. He's hit well at every level. Let's hear Dombrowski last night on Justin Crawford. Could he arrive here soon?
Do you have plans to promote him at some point this year?
Well, no decisions have been made. We think he's ready to play at the big league level. We could bring him up. If we do bring him up, he needs to play a lot. I'm not sure that we're in a position to do that at this point today, but he's not somebody that we would hesitate to bring up if we decided that was the right thing to do. It's not like he needs – he like Painter, like a lot of those youngsters, they can use more development time. It will never hurt them. When they're going to get here, they're going to have to make some adjustments. But he's also in a position where we think he's ready to do that when called upon.
Yeah, he's hedging a little bit there. He's ready to play, but we don't have a spot for him right now.
Yeah, that's basically what he said, Joe. Yeah, that's what I heard.
What do you mean we don't have a spot for him? What Max Kepler plays at almost every day on this team. There's a spot right there if they want to give it to him. It's a matter of are they still going to try to roll the Kepler thing out? Let's add to it with the Crawford thing because he's made it seem like he doesn't have a spot for him right now. Is Kepler going to be on this baseball team much longer? Here is Dombrowski on Kepler last night.
Where do you think Max Kepler fits into the roster equation at this point?
Well, he's playing in left field for us at this time. He's actually been swinging the bat a little bit better, particularly versus right-hand pitching. But he's part of our roster at this time.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
Would you make it that endorsement?
That's not a ringing one. That's more like you on the clock, bro. It sounds like you on the clock a little bit.
Can I just you know what would make me feel better today? Can I just get the notification Kepler DFA'd Crawford up? Just give me the notification. It's happening. Kyle, what'd you make of all that last night? I think obviously Bader needs to play a lot. He's their biggest acquisition and having the best year of all these guys we're talking about. But then the Crawford thing is like, yeah, we need a spot to play for him. Well, here's an idea. Get rid of Kepler.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of that could just be lip service from Dave Dombrowski. The as of this time stuff with Max Kepler I think was pretty telling. Like, I'm hoping and praying that Max Kepler is DFA'd within, you know, the next 24 or 48.
Do you have your fingers crossed like right now?
I would love for Max Kepler to be as far away from this roster and this baseball team as possible. Like, the guy just stinks. And I think obviously, with the Crawford thing, it makes sense to me that he needs to play every day. But
right. You're
right. Like, I mean, the outfield needs a major overhaul. That starts with Kepler out. I think Bader playing every day. If you want to platoon Marsh and Rojas, then whatever on one of the other corners or something. But, like, I think now's the time for Crawford to be up. Like, if this outfield looked, like, drastically different with two more guys out there, then I would feel so much better than I do right now. But Max Kepler's got to go.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? And look, the Crawford thing is interesting because we don't really know, and I don't think anyone knows how he's going to perform up here. He's hit at every level in the minors. He does hit the ball on the ground a lot, which requires him to get on base with his speed. But at least there's some upside there. There's a maybe. I mean, maybe Crawford's just a good player, and he'll do it. He'll hit the way he's hit at AAA here. I see no upside to the Kepler thing. Marsh, we've done this. I've danced this dance a million times. I know what that is. Like, all right, Bader, if you give me Crawford and left, maybe there's some upside there down the stretch. 215-592-9494.
I always keep forgetting about Nick Castellanos and Wright. Like,
he's just stuck there.
Factoring into the equation. So, like, I don't know. It feels like there shouldn't be any more room for Johan Rojas anymore. I know we got a bunch of pro Rojas calls yesterday, which was crazy.
I think Rojas is going to be sent down when they activate.
Baby. I would hope so. So Kepler, see ya. Rojas, you can go down. Bring Crawford up, and then Marsh, Bader, Castellanos, whatever. Like that works for me. I think.
Are we going to have a "I Will Remember You" segment for Rojas when the news comes in?
Nah.
When he said it, I was thinking it.
Are you going to miss him, Hugh?
Yes.
What about all the callers we got yesterday? The fact that there are real legitimate people out there that believe Rojas is the answer to this is...
It's a beautiful thing,
no,
man.
It's not
you
a
gotta
beautiful
believe.
Thing.
Well, it's
beautiful.
Like people believe. You got to believe.
Well, this is your fault, of course.
Well, I mean... But as soon as he said it, that's what I thought about. Yeah, we were... Yeah.
This is your fault for having people speak their truth, right?
Speak your truth. Live your truth.
That's right. And people believe that Rojas can hit. All right, 215-592-9494. It is a Tri-Day Friday, a nickname for the Midday Show. And, of course, your take on the Phillies yesterday. Are you okay with how the deadline went? And if you do hear some noise out there, they are repairing the RV. We had a little weather issue.
A little fart noise, but it wasn't me. Just let so y'all know.
So you're just trying to get off the hook here?
No, I'm just saying because you looked when it did it. You looked at me, and I was like, "Dog, that's the thing." So it wasn't me.
It's a power tool.
Yeah, it's a power tool.
Let's go to Terrence at Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Liar! Dave Dombrowski is a liar, liar, pants on fire.
Tell him, Terrence.
This dude lied. He said, "We're not done. We were done. We
he
were
walked
done."
That back, though.
Mr. Dave. He walked. Put his balls on the table. He's going 10 toes down with the same lineup that for the last 3 years couldn't produce in the postseason. Every postseason, you're getting eliminated early. Last year, you don't address – you get eliminated early last year, and you don't address what we need. So, okay, you went and got a closer. A closer is not going to win games, okay? You know what teams are going to do? They're going to say their whole philosophy of beating us in the postseason, if we make the postseason, is going to be we got to jump on these guys early so we don't get to DeRozan, okay? So this is what this dude said to me. This is what this trade line said to me. It says, it is what it is. Shut the hell up. I made a big move. I got a closer. So, guys, oh, be happy with that and shut the hell up. To me, it feels like Mr. Dave said it is what it is. He didn't want to add a Swan. A Swan would have made this lineup more potent than ever before. Like, that he was the missing piece to the team that we needed. He doesn't strike
Swan.
Out. This guy is worried about Swan. Prospects. We're talking about prospects, guys. Prospects. That's what we're talking about?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, well, they are. And Terrence, you know what it comes back to? Dabrowski's to blame for not pulling the trigger. But I think it's something Hugh has said a lot lately, and it's because he's a company man, we know. But he has pointed out that the owner a couple weeks ago said, you got to think that sometimes you get a great player and it doesn't actually mean you're going to win. I think the owner's part of this.
Joe,
it's not vision. It's not vision. It is called company man stuff.
It's called vision.
He couldn't hold Howie's jockstrap. He couldn't hold Howie's marshmallows at a bonfire at a camp, lighting fire and marshmallows over a bonfire. He couldn't do none of that stuff because he wasted. To me, if these guys don't make the playoffs or if these guys get eliminated, he wastes his team year after year. He's gonna be known for in Mr. Dave's career. He's gonna be known. as the guy that didn't want to get let prospects go. That's what he's going to be known as, the guy that was holding on to prospects. We're talking about prospects.
Well, not just that, Terrence. Well, really, the Painter, right? Painter is the one they wouldn't give up. They wouldn't give him up for Crochet.
That sounds like that's the one that everybody wants.
Crochet last year, Miller this year, Duran this year. I mean, they got Duran without giving him up. But even Kwan, like, when this kid arrives, he better be an absolute, no doubt about it,
ace. He better be, Joe.
He
better be an ace because he's been having Tommy John after Tommy John. So he's not guaranteed Tommy to come John, up and be the stud. Of course he's not.
He has a 4.4 ERA in AAA. He's not guaranteed to be anything. I didn't want to give him away for a rental or anything like that, but if they could have gotten one of the best players in baseball under team control for years, I would have given him up, and they would have given him a better chance to win the World Series.
Yo, the Padres, they shored up their team. The Mets got arguably the best relieving lineup in the baseball right now. That's what they did.
The Padres are the definition of all in. I mean, they pushed every chip they had to the middle of the table, and they built a team to try to win the World Series right now. Terrence, what's your nickname for the Midday Show? What do you got?
Man, I was thinking about what fits you guys, man. I'm gonna go with the Monk and the Beard.
The Monk and the Beard. I guess Joe's the monk.
The Monk and the Beard. All right, Terrence.
That's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. Is it a winning answer?
You're supposed to get him off the phone before we start talking about it. Kyle, what you doing?
Well, that's not terrible, but it's just, you know.
It ain't great.
I mean, nicknames got to pop. Again, like Blue Jeans Lakin pops, right? Forever, that's a fantasy team name.
Forever
right
in Blue Jeans.
Yeah, forever. I mean, that lands. All right, let's go to Gary, who's up on WIP. Hey, Gary.
Gary, what's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, what's going Gary. On? What's up?
I think we got great teams.
Gary, hold on. We need a minute as a team here.
No.
What is happening?
What?
Kyle.
Get it together. What's going on?
Kyle, listen.
Usually I get on Hugh for like not looking out the window and getting distracted by what's going on. We had a moment here that it was distracting.
Kyle, it was odd. You know, like Steiner.
Care to share?
Yeah, we're about to share it with you right now.
Yeah, well, it's WIP day here at camp, so we're one of the groups that get to – a lot of our coworkers, let's put it that way, are here, right? Hugh, do you want to elaborate on what
– Well, what I saw – because, like, I was looking at my phone, and I'm listening to what Joe has to say. And when I look up, Joe's looking at me. And one of our sales reps, Stein, right, has our
we're
boss –
We're naming names,
Yeah, we're here. We're here because you want to know the story, and I'm going to tell you in front of all our friends and company. He grabbed our boss, Rod Lakin, by his head like he was about to give him a kiss. I'm trying to, like, what's one of those movies like? I'm thinking about, what is The Notebook, where they had, or Gone with the Wind, where they grabbed the woman, by, like they're about to give them a pass.
It was a cinematic scene playing out in front of us.
And here's the kicker. You know Steiny's not that tall. He's a petite man.
He had to reach up.
He had to reach up to catch the ball. And Rod, you know, being the ball, I'm pretty sure he was uncomfortable. But it was the absolute – I wish I was fast enough to take a picture.
The only other way to spin it, like, you know – like if a grandma like squeezes your cheeks,
yes,
oh. Like that. Like,
oh no!
It was. It's not the kind of embrace you usually see around the workplace.
It's the kind of embrace that would get you a two piece with no biscuit if you did it to me or Joe, I would assume, yeah, or anybody else.
Again, I usually get upset at Hugh when he gets distracted by what's outside the window. This was hard not to.
I can't see that going working out with Rod. Either.
Well, Rod looks uncomfortable. No, well, Rod's had a tough week.
Yeah, he's
called what it is.
He's just trying, you know, we got a lot going on today. We have all our, you know, our sponsors and stuff here.
The RV got damaged with the storm.
Rod, he probably, it was one of those situations where you got caught completely off guard.
As
Steiny walked past, he had no problem hugging a grown-ass man and grabbing his face the way that he did.
Yeah,
it's weird.
A lot going on here, as you can tell at Eagles Camp. All right, 215-592-9494. Now that we try to get this back on the rails. I mean, that, or whatever we are.
That was a lot.
It was incredible, actually. It was wild. Drew in Westchester's up. Hey, Drew.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
Hey, Drew.
What's up, Drew? Hey, Drew, how's the baby?
Thanks for asking, Hugh. Yeah, he's doing great. Yeah, Noah just started crawling, actually. So,
How old now, Drew?
Oh, you in trouble?
He's 9 months, and he did spit up on me last night. So I guess that shows how he felt about Dombrowski's trade deadline. He was he was not too pleased.
He has takes like his dad. All right, Drew, what are you feeling after the whole deadline came and went?
Yeah, so I'll try. So I'm going to try an analogy here. So my thing is, I like the two players. Both of them were on my list, but it's almost like I feel like I ordered a wrap, but like they skimped on like the meat or like forgot like the main thing. Like Durant's the hot sauce. Like he adds like flavor. He's like exciting and all. And like Bader's like a nice like add on, like the pickles or like the lettuce, but it's just like you just like I needed the chicken. I needed another bat to complement Bader. My whole thing this whole time was they don't need one bat. They need two. And I just feel like they came up short there.
Well, they did. And there's different ways to look at it, Drew. It's like you watch the games, you look at the numbers, and if you look right now, and I haven't looked in a few days, but I'm sure it didn't change that much. It feels like most nights, Drew, they only roll out three, maybe four, depending on if Castellanos is hot or not, above average bats. Everyone else, in the context of baseball these days, is below average. So now they got one more, right? Bader is above average, so that gives them four or five, which means we still have four or five below average bats. That's a lot of bats in the lineup each night in October that are below the standard you're hoping for. And I'm just talking about average. I'm not talking about like great here.
No, I'm so with you, Joe. I think a telling thing is you go back to the elimination games the past, couple years since this core's been together. It was one run against the Astros. It was two against the Diamondbacks. It was one against the Mets. Like that should have told Dombrowski all he needed to know. And I think the thing is like, the NL's a gauntlet. I don't think there's a dominant team, but I'd say of all the teams, I feel like the Phillies have the most, baggage. Like essentially you either have teams like the Dodgers who've won before, or you have teams like, the Cubs and the Brewers where this is kind of like their first time with that core and like they don't know what they don't know. And this group just has a lot of baggage, and I think they needed, way more wind at their sails in the lineup. I would have loved Laureano as an addition. I would have taken our guy Brendan Donovan. Joe, I know you like him. I was super high on him. I needed more there.
Well, I did too, Drew. And I just think about what the Padres did, and I know they went all in. But like instead of the Bader deal, if the Phillies had done before the deadline last night, if they had gotten O'Hearn and Laureano,
and
that, to me, that would have been it. Like, then you were improving two spots in the order. We already had, the closer intact from the trade on Wednesday. I would have come in here today and said, I think they did enough. Let's go win the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think I would have included Painter for Kwan, but that, like, Laureano, O'Hearn package would have been attractive to me, or even like Taylor Ward from the Angels or something. You can't have Scott and Marsh both taken at bat in October, and that's what I worry about
now. Yeah, I do too. Drew, what's the nickname for the Midday Show?
All right, so this is a reference to both your time slot and, Hugh always talking about like gummies and stuff. How about the High Noon Show?
The High Noon Show. Oh, I like that one, Hugh?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, especially as the show goes closer to noon and one, it goes more off the rails. Yeah, good one, Drew. We appreciate it.
Yes, it does. That's a good one, Drew.
So, Hugh, I know the Phillies are trying, and they're trying their best to sustainability, right? Win over the long term, give themselves the best shot every year. I'll tell you what, if we face San Diego in the postseason, it's going to be a tale of two different kinds of approaches, right? Like, we did... I don't want to pretend the Phillies didn't try here because they gave a lot for Durant. I mean, giving up the young catcher enables not nothing. So they made one big move. But Hugh, the Padres made big move after they put every chip they had in the middle and said, we are going to win the World Series right now. And if we face them, I'm going to be thinking about that.
I mean, you can't help but to think about it, Joe. But I look at it like this. When I think of the Padres and I think of the Phillies, I feel like just from where the Padres are coming from and what they've been over the last few years, they're not in the same position as the Phillies. So they probably looking at it like, you have to push all in. It's all or nothing, because Philly's a major market team. And I know people hate to hear this, but it's the reality of doing business in a major market.
Here we go.
It's about being relevant.
Are you hearing this? Is this the company man?
I'm not.
Relevant, long term.
You know what?
Sustainability. Give us all the buzzwords.
No, because this is the unfortunate thing about being a fan of teams like the Eagles, the Sixers, and the Phillies, is that revenue is tied to these teams. And at the end of the day, the reality is, they want to keep that revenue stream going. So a team like the Padres, when you look at them, they're trying to push y'all in because they're trying to, you know, they're going to probably be relevant in the next couple – irrelevant, I should say, in the next few years. Who was it? It was the Marlins. Remember when they had Dontrelle Willis and they had all that? They pushed all in.
And then it blew up, yeah.
And then now, you know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. It's different up here.
He even threw revenue in there, Kyle. Sustainability, long-term revenue.
Man, listen.
I just can't take this guy anymore.
Corporate America or no, WIP?
No.
What is going on?
See, I am the voice that I'm just be keeping it a bean. I'm keeping it real. Okay. It's about money. It's about parades. It is, but I sit here every day and I speak nothing but truth, and I get ridiculed every day.
Are you crying over this, yeah, or what you saw at the window a few minutes ago?
No, that right there is that was a lot. Steiny's a lot.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to get Rod's attention. He did.
Well,
that.
Yeah. He came,
guilty.
Yeah. Yes, got our attention too. All right. 215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls and the deadline coming up. Nicknames for the midday show on a Tri Day Friday. Are you okay with what the Phillies did at the deadline? Bader's the bat. I wanted more. If you're going to give me a Harrison Bader, get me two Harrison Baders, please. And Eagles rookie linebacker Jahad Campbell will sit down with us once practice is over coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, live at Eagles Training Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, Midday Show, live today, broadcast here from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. As we discuss the Phillies, the deadline, are you okay with how it played out? Company man Douglas, A-OK.
I'm just saying, man, I understand how these financials.
I want a parade.
I do, too.
How great was the parade in February? Don't you want another one in November?
I do. The parade was phenomenal. It was cold outside. I dropped Ambiwiggity. And it was awesome. It was an awesome time, man. I do want that.
Well, how about another one?
But I do remember the Odubel Herrera era. I do remember that.
Well,
I wasn't here, but I remember y'all having
that. Good teams can develop new prospects. You know, it's not like you think the Padres fans today are like, oh, what are we going to do without that 18-year-old we traded away?
And if they don't win at all, then they're going to be in baseball purgatory.
That's fine, but you know, but guess what? Let me be excited today, and then I'll be upset next year. I'm in today, Hugh. This is a team that, as someone told us earlier, and again, I'm not sure where the banner's going to be hung for the second-best World Series odds on August 1st.
Yeah, that's nowhere.
Apparently there's a banner for that. We didn't trade Andrew Painter for the second straight year. We have the second-best World Series odds on August 1st. All right, wonderful. You have to win it now. That's the objective. Are you okay with what the Phillies did? Let's check in with our Twitter poll question here, and Jahad Campbell is going to join us coming up after practice today. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are you okay with how the trade deadline went for the Phillies? No at 53%. Yes at 47%.
That's kind of tight.
This one is interesting, too. Would you have traded Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan? 68% say no. 32% say yes.
Pitching at a premium.
Yeah. Well, can that pitching... Is it fair for me to then ask, is Painter going to impact this year's team? Because if he's here in September and he's here out of the bullpen October, Hugh, I feel a little better about it. Like, at least he's helping them win the World Series.
That's a fair question.
Are we going to go another full year where he doesn't debut in the major leagues? It's like, you're in the window to win now.
That's a fair question. And it is kind of hard to answer because you're talking about his ERA and everything down in the minors. And do you want to put him in a situation where he's already under a lot of pressure? I think, to your point, Joe, the fact that he's still here and he probably was talked about a lot this week puts a lot more pressure on this young man.
Of course it does.
I would say at first blush, asking the question, probably not this year. Definitely next year.
Kyle, do you think it's fair to ask that Painter's going to help this team this year now that they kept him again?
Yeah, well, he has to. And I guess, like, to the Kwan thing, in a rare moment for me, I was getting a little emotional as 6 o'clock was rolling around. But I've since calmed down, and now that the dust has settled, I think I'm actually okay with not doing the Painter for Kwan thing if that was actually the holdup, because I do think Painter factors into the October bullpen. Like, and that's because he has to, right?
Bullpen.
Like,
well, he's not going to start.
He's not going to start.
Okay.
He's not going to start over Wheeler or Sanchez or Suarez.
It's part of the reason why I'm sort of okay with this being the complete version of the bullpen and the starting rotation by the time October rolls around, because I think Painter is going to be able to contribute by then and take down some important innings for them in October. And, I mean, because I think the difference is, if it's a guy like Aiden Miller, you're only thinking about what he might be in a few years, right? But with Andrew Painter, it's the now. Like, he can contribute to a World Series team and be an ace starter for you in the future. So, like, I think the two of those things combine into something better than I think I would get from Stephen Kwan right now.
Yeah, that's at least understandable. If he's on the mound to close out game 4 of the NLCS and he pitches 2 or 3 innings to shut down the game or whatever combination of innings, Ranger pitches 5, he pitches 6 and 7 and they get it to Duran, then he's helping them win the World Series. I'm just saying he has a 4-4 ERA in the minor leagues. If he doesn't come up this year and help, I will sit there when this is over and say, what have we done here for 3 years? We've waited for him to get healthy. He was healthy this year. He pitched in the minor leagues. And for whatever reason, he wasn't ready, or you didn't think he was ready to help. I could have had Garrett Crochet. I could have had Stephen Kwan. Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I'm still stuck on putting him in the bullpen just because, like, we want to feel good about the non-decisions that
Well, I think we want him to help this.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
how else is he going to help this team?
I don't think he's meant to help this year.
Oh.
See, I know that nobody wants to hear that, but I don't see that because everything that I've heard and reading the tea leaves, it's like they look at him as a frontline starter.
That's the way they do.
So,
but frontline starters in the playoffs do come out of the bullpen sometimes.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. And I know that there's been a whole bunch of a buildup for him. I just don't see that I don't see that happening for him this year. I don't see that.
Well, then, you should lead the day, and you should do a solo show the day Dombrowski announces He's not coming up.
Why are you?
And they're shutting
up,
him down for the season.
Why are you setting me up for that?
Well,
for that,
because you need to calm the people down.
I'm not trying to calm anybody down.
Well, I will just rev them up if that's what's going on. I won't handle that well if that's what we get. All right, 2-1.
I don't see that though. I hear you, but I don't see that. I don't see him being a bullpen arm. I don't see that.
But all right, so then he's not going to help them.
Mm-mm. Not this year.
Now they could have more. They could have injuries in the rotation the next 3 weeks.
And then it might be put it like
necessity.
This,
Joe. They might
yes,
because they've traded Abel now, right?
Yes.
So he's next up. I'm just saying, if they don't have injuries to the rotation, I don't know where he's helping other than the bullpen. I know we've had this discussion for 2 months, but like that's the only spot for him. No, Nola's to have. I think Nola's rehab was postponed
last night. Okay,
so it's tonight. So Nola soon, but I.
Hey, that monsoon was no joke last night.
Whew.
Are you making home safe?
Yeah.
Well, obviously you're here.
Well, I kind of waited it out.
That was a stupid
Were you
question.
Safe last night? Nah, you should.
No, because I rode through like a couple spots where I was riding home. It was flooded.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but I drive a truck. Yeah, I drive a man's car.
Oh, floods can't stop you, Doug.
Yeah,
drive a man's car.
Flood, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Come on, big guy. Bring it.
Come on, big guy.
That drop's going to get a lot of runaround.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can use that for anything. Come on, flood water. I don't care.
It's my favorite new drop for sure.
Come on, big guy.
Now, was that Harper or was that Manfred?
That's Manfred.
That's Manfred.
That was Manfred. Yeah,
that's
that
Rob
was
Manfred.
Manfred. Yeah.
The baseball commissioner. All right, let's go to JD in Holland. What's up, JD?
Hey, what is going on? Q, Blue, Fuddy.
You know.
All right, I was waiting. Last time I did that, I scared Joe a little bit. So
No, I was ready for it this time.
All right. So, all right, I was hesitant about Crawford coming up because hearing about him just hitting the ground balls, but I almost feel like that's kind of what was the hope for Rojas, but it just has never come to fruition. And so you get Crawford up here, he's playing good ball in the outfield, and he puts the ball on the ground, gets on base, and then our big bats can bring him home. So I'm all right with the Crawford thing, but I'm not happy with the trade deadline. Like I wanted them to go all in. I wanted that excitement that was going to drive us through. You know, we got the Eagles coming back, and then we got this big excitement. It was almost Spike said it yesterday. It was like the Bader move should have happened before the Duran move. And to the other caller's comparison to the sandwich, it was like, I'm going to a restaurant. I see this new item on the menu. I mean, that looks really good. All right, I want that. Oh, I can't wait. And then I get it, and did y'all skimp on the sauce? What's going on here? Like, it's supposed to be a Nashville hot, and I got a Nashville mild. Like, this is terrible. Like, I don't feel good about this dish that I just ordered.
I think that sums up Dave Dombrowski's era as Phillies GM. You ordered a Nashville hot, you got a Nashville mild. Like it's not bad.
That's it.
But it's not what you asked for.
But you wanted some extra hot on there.
I needed some sauce dripping out of my sandwich. I don't know where it's at. I got shredded cheese that's not even melted. This what's going on? My fried chicken breast is soggy. I got chicken tenders. I don't have a true chicken breast. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that sounds like an underwhelming sandwich.
Underwhelming. I think that's the word. And JD, we underwhelming. And that, I said yesterday, Hugh, I wanted to come in here today and say the Phillies are going to win the World Series. And you know what we say today? The Phillies have a shot to win the World Series.
They got a chance.
They could. I don't think it's an overwhelming chance. There's about 10 teams that probably could win the World Series. But that's why I know we're caught up on Painter or the prospects. Or but if they had landed Stephen Kwan, who is probably the best player that could have been traded yesterday,
would have been bananas.
Yes, if Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, I would have come in here today and said, if they're healthy, they're going to win the World Series. That's the way I would have felt. And they chose not to go that route. And again, I don't know exactly what happened in these discussions. Maybe at some point Cleveland just said, we're not moving them. I tend to believe if the Phillies put Painter on the table, Cleveland would have said, okay, you know, we'll do the deal. And the Phillies pretty clearly did not do that, by the way. They don't want to move him.
No, they don't want to move that guy.
And, you know, according to baseball guy Douglas, he's not even going to help the rest of this season.
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think you're putting him in the bullpen. Mm. I really, really don't. I don't think that.
And you expect me to be okay with this?
I don't expect you. My job here, Joe, because I know whatever I say, you're not going to be okay with. My job
is the audience.
Is
we're
to
mad.
Let you down easy.
Oh, okay.
You know, I am the drunk uncle at
the
barbecue that tells
job.
You that your girlfriend is not that attractive. When you were back
doing this
in
again?
The day
Are we
dating,
doing this again?
When you were when you before you met your lovely wife,
we talked
way
about
back
this.
In the day.
We
day.
Talked about this.
Yeah.
You're not,
I'm just saying.
You're not supposed to do this.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to. As a friend, you're supposed to tell the truth. It's mandatory. be like, hey, you like her? She's not that cute. But if you're happy with her, then if you decide to marry, then we'll just not just remember this conversation.
But I'm the one doing that today. This deadline wasn't that cute.
You want the truth then, Douglas? Tired of your excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm telling the truth. I'm just being honest with you. See, a lot of times because you guys are too close to it. You people are too close to this thing.
Did you need somebody?
Yes, I did. You need to step back a little bit and just see it for what it is.
Oh, I have. Here is what it is. The Philly, I think you're right. Sometimes you're right, but I'm mad you're right.
Yes, I know.
They are too worried about sustainability and not worried enough about winning the World Series this year. And here's what, and I don't know, the Phillies don't want to admit this, but here's what could happen, Hugh. They could not win the World Series again and still not be as sustainable as they want to be in 3 years. Turner's going to be old. Harper's going to be old. Wheeler's going to be gone. Schwarber could be gone. So Aiden Miller and Andrew Painter could be here, and they still could be an 82-win team in 4 years. So that, like, I'd rather try to win it all now, and I'll figure out tomorrow. They want to do both. And guess what it's gotten them so far? No parade.
Yeah. I mean, but I'll say that. I'll ask you this, and only you can answer this, and Kyle as well. When we got Bryce Harper, did we not feel that we got the best player in baseball at the time?
One of the best, and the best available one. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know he's had moments, but I mean, I think that the way that they're moving, they're leaving it up to the guys that are already, like the JT Realmuto's, the Kyle Schwarbers, they're leaving it up to those guys to get this done. That's what I look at, and now you got somebody in the order that is polar opposite than what we've seen in the postseason. Somebody that's going to – a contact – I know y'all hate when I say that, contact hitter. But it's the truth. It's the truth. When you think about every moment that I think about when I think about the run that they've been on since I've been here, is we jumped all over Rojas when the bat was on his shoulder in Arizona.
Well, yeah, because he stuck.
I mean, but we left that moment up to him. You know what I mean? Instead of the guys in front of him to do their job.
Well, those same guys are still here.
I let Rojas off the hook for that.
You let him off the hook, Kyle? Yeah. Well, thank you.
But those same guys are still here. Castellanos.
And you know why? Because they believe in those guys.
Oh, okay.
Even though there was rumors that they want to get rid of Bone, but they chose to run this back, Joe. They chose to run this back, and they chose to, for whatever reason, they chose to put it on these guys, knowing what we've seen in the past. The simple fact that we went into the offseason and there was reckless speculation about Bone not being here, and he's still here.
They were the ones that put the speculation out
and
there.
And that should tell you everything you need to know.
They don't believe deep down, yet I'm going to have to watch him again in a big spot. I mean, that's the truth about it. They're putting it back on all these guys.
See, drunk uncle at the barbecue. I got you right. Now you hear what I'm saying.
I'd be annoyed about it. That's the difference. I see what you're saying, and you're basically saying accept it, and I will say no.
No, I mean, I'm not telling you. I'm just trying to tell you what it is, what I see.
And I don't have to accept it.
Because I have vision.
Yeah, well.
I have vision. Doesn't help that I'm blind.
There it is. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, what's going on?
Hey, Will. Now?
What's going on, man? Like, are we crazy?
Yes.
Like, everything needs to be activated right now, man. Like, what are we waiting on?
What are we doing? Are you satisfied with what they did?
Listen, what are we waiting on? You talking about activating and letting them build for the future? Listen, Painter, we need to activate every weapon right now. This is the season right now.
Sound like you need some music,
Kyle. It ain't no going after and talking about what we should have done and what we could have done.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah. It's right now. Like, it ain't no more talk.
Sound like the moment was
missed. We need to activate every player and we need to strike for the World Series.
What does it mean to activate Brandon Marsh and Max Kepler, Will?
I mean, listen, you keep talking about Kepler, right?
Yeah, well, he should be DFA.
Y'all sleeping on Kepler, right?
You heard him. You're sleeping on him, Joe.
I'm trying to tell you, man, listen, this guy is about to get hot, and he's going to about...
Music, Kyle.
Listen, man, I'm trying to tell you. Cassios and Kepler, they complement each other.
We are currently watching, by OPS, the worst Phillies outfield since 1992. And I'm supposed to sit here on August 1st and say they're about to get hot?
Yep.
I hear you, man. But listen, the team we got is right now. And that's what we need to bank on.
That's you heard it. Right now.
We're going to sit and wait on
I can't do the Kepler thing.
We need to activate everybody right now, man. Because
you know what this is like? This is like having a car with no brakes. Well, it's the only car we got. We got to hope the brakes work. They're shot. We need new brakes.
I don't know, man. Listen, they need to dig in and they need to activate everybody.
Call to action.
This is your fault again.
What do you mean? Live your truth, Will.
Yeah, this is.
And Kyle is dead wrong for not playing the music for him. Because Will, you cooked
on a Kepler.
You know what?
Shut up.
You cooked. Will, you cooked. I'm with you, Kyle. Not so much, but I hear you, bro. I hear you.
All right. But what I'm saying is, right now, we got the team right now, and they gotta do what they need to do.
Simple as that.
Just, you know, activate it. Do what they got to do. Win it. Will, what's your nickname for the midday show?
Will Talk.
Real Talk?
Yeah.
Okay, Will, we appreciate the phone
call. You cooked on your when you were talking about the Phillies, though, but not so much on that nickname.
Like how you let him go with the nonsense.
He cooked on nothing.
But then you say the Real Talk is cooking. The only real talk is coming from this microphone. Yours, that's company man stuff.
I'm just being honest, man. I just see it. Like, you have to have vision in situations like this.
He talked about activating Max Kepler. What the hell are you talking about?
The guy should be out of a job by 6 o'clock tonight. Activate him. Deactivate him.
Man, we had all these high hopes and aspirations for Max Kepler at the beginning of the season.
Who did?
The afternoon show.
Oh yeah!
Remember when it's like, big home runs? He's gonna be a big
spring training stats.
Yeah, it was
so just Jack awesome. Basically.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It was like, hey,
caught up in Max Kepler's spring training.
Big things. Big things. Yeah,
it's a joke. All right, let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill. What's up, Kay?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Kay?
I spoke too soon earlier. I spoke too soon yesterday. I beat Dombrowski up. I thought he was going to be aggressive, and he laid an egg. He laid an egg. And it's like, if you feel good about our deadline and you want to keep feeling good about it, don't watch like MLB Network. Because when you look at the moves that were made, we could have potentially built a multi-year dynasty. We might have to give up some young pieces, but there was some great moves made, some great players available, and it's ridiculous. He definitely laid an egg. I'm definitely not happy with it.
Well, and okay, dynasty is a strong word, but if they have got Kwan, right, they could have had for the next 3 years Kwan, Turner, Harper. You know, obviously Schwarber's a free agent, but I think they're going to re-sign him, and Wheeler and Sanchez. Like, they would have had the core, and Duran, who's under contract. They would have had the core of this thing for three shots at a pennant, and instead they kind of half-assed it. I mean, with the offense, they did. Bader is half-assed in it.
Yeah, oh my God, more than that. If you look at the full trade deadline and the players and pieces that were moved, the pitchers that were moved, the bat, Suarez should have been our number one target. We should have did whatever. He's putting up 30-plus home runs right now. You put that in the lineup, we're on a different level for multiple years. Dombrowski laid an egg.
So Suarez would have been a rental, but his bat would have been incredible here. RK, what's your nickname for the midday show?
I'm just going to go with the Lit Day Show. You know, it's a lit day when you guys are on. We still go with the lit day.
The lit day show, okay.
Okay.
What happened? I missed it.
He said his nickname for the midday show is the midday show.
No, the lit
the
day lit. Show. Lit.
Oh, lit.
L-I-T.
Lit day. Yeah, I thought he said the midday show.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what'd y'all laugh?
Clean out your ears.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I misheard.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, what do you think of the nickname he actually said?
Nah.
Well, I mean, Hugh could be lit at any given moment about the show.
It's a metaphor.
Many people have speculated.
Metaphor. Metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Metaphor.
What's a metaphor?
Yeah. Again, I don't know if he's listening or not, but shout out to Kenny Minneson. I was about to say Minneson, but because that wine, that's some swanky wine, man.
Did you drink it yet?
Not yet. That's the kind of wine you have to drink with a lady. So I'm gonna probably have it for a while.
I thought you were drinking it straight out of the bottle.
No, because it's a nice. That's a nice. No, that's a nice.
But
bottle.
I don't think a lady friend is gonna drink it out of the bottle like you.
Well, no, she's not.
She's gonna want a glass,
but
like a regular person.
It's one of those. It's a. The bottle is. That's when you want to impress somebody.
Yeah. No, well, you're a fraud wine guy because you know real wine enthusiasts.
What?
You're supposed to like let the wine air out a little bit.
I know. I never said I was
not
a wine
it from the bottle. Well, you're pretending like you're a wine guy.
I'm a wine drinker. I'm a wine drinker.
Okay.
And the bottle is fine. It just takes too long to put it in a glass. So this is taking to the straight to the, like
they
said back in the day.
3 seconds to put it in
Mogan,
the glass.
When we used to drink Mogan David back in the day, just take it to the head,
what
man.
What are you talking about? It takes too Mogan long David, to get it in the glass.
It takes too long to get in the glass. No, so just take it straight to the head.
It's literally seconds to get in the glass.
I don't need a decanter when I drink my wine. I'm the decanter. Decanting my stomach.
Yeah. We need to recant everything said on the air during this show. 215-592-9494. Back to your calls to the Phillies in the next hour. Scott Fransky, the voice fills. I'm back-to-back Fransky days. That doesn't happen around here often. Scott's take on what they did, what they didn't do. And now the new-look Phillies, how much will Bader play? And we'll talk to Eagles rookie Jahad Campbell, the first-round pick, as soon as practice ends. They're still out there. It's a two-hour practice.
Yeah, they're getting it in.
Remember year one with Sirianni? It was like 45 minutes. Everyone lost their mind. Those days are long gone. They're still out there on the practice field. We'll talk to Jahad Campbell soon on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.